The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you can also watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN975.com and click watch us on live stream. And it's party night. Listener appreciation party. Those of you who got invites, looking forward to seeing all of you tonight. It will be at right here at the station. And some of your favorite people are going to be. Jong Lee's going to be here. Beth, I think. Did Beth say she was going to make it?
Yeah, she said she'll come.
Yeah, Beth's going to be here. Holly's going to be here. I hope Carol from China Garden is going to be here because she's sending 100 egg rolls and almost had her talked into it. Lawyer Dave's going to be here. Sam from Big City Wings. So everybody, you should be here too. Hopefully you won tickets. If you didn't, sorry. I don't know what happened to AJ, so I'm just vamping here. Somebody says, I got a great topic. I work with flat earthers. Oh my God, I find it strange to have to argue every day that the earth is round. We did a whole segment on that about a month ago. And I would just say, you can tell them this. I went to college with a guy who was an actual astronaut who was on the space shuttle and assured me the earth was round. That's probably better. I'm just going to say that's a better source than anybody you have.
You know how I know the earth is round? Because I'm not a moron.
Yeah. Yeah, just tell them. And I know what they'll say. They'll say, oh, that's what they want you to think.
Right.
Well, no.
Oh, they want you to believe dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah. Getting a lot of you very fat. Oh, you Mike says, I should have replied, yes, but I love you long time. No, didn't want to see that. Getting a lot of people telling me Castle Rock's really good. That's on my list. And then somebody asked about Preacher. I've been watching it. It's one of those that if I quit watching it, I wouldn't really feel like I was losing anything. I hate shows where they take the powers away from the guy. And so he doesn't have his powers this season. I'm like, well, that's boring.
Yeah, I don't like shows where superheroes don't have powers.
Yeah, because that happened. As much as I like that show, Chuck, they took away his power for like a season, and it's like
it's stupid.
No, that's why I'm watching is because they can do. You know, he can tell somebody something, they have to do it, and does the whole God thing. Yeah, that's why I watch it. So it's been okay, but it hasn't. I mean, if I stopped watching tomorrow, I wouldn't feel like I was missing anything.
So, Specs released a beer. A rye whiskey barrel aged stout.
Yes.
And they tweeted out, if you haven't gotten yours from Smith Street yet, it's time to move, Houston. And Tyler said, you think it'll still be around at 1:30? And they asked him if he got some, and he said, yeah, I got mine, but AJ is the real might need some. And I said, is it gone yet? And they said, it's definitely worth a call. Specs tweeted back, I mean, definitely worth a call to the store. Tyler called the store and they were like, oh, we're out. Why would you say it's definitely worth a call to the store if you're out? Like, you really want to tie up your phones with people who and you don't have it? Come on. Come on. Specs? Not cool. Sorry. I'm over it now.
Usually, the Specs guys at that one are pretty cool about.
Yeah, well stuff I like mean, that. I guess when it's out, it's gone.
Yeah.
But don't tell me to call the store. It's definitely worth calling the store.
No? That's a nice way of saying we're out.
That's like saying, hey, do you guys have any more tickets to the party tonight? And me going, well, it's definitely worth calling in to find out if we do.
It is not worth it.
It's not worth it.
No, don't listen to that and think, oh, he just said, because somebody's going to do it now. Don't do that. Somebody says, no, bro, American Gods and Boardwalk Empire. What do you mean, no, bro?
No, off? Bro.
And we've talked about Boardwalk Empire before. It never captured me, and I love mob stuff. I thought it dragged, and so I ejected. And American Gods was, season one was okay.
They're doing a season two, right? We talked about that. Yeah. Somebody's in it that we were talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember. But, I love the book. So I'm going to stick with it until the end because I want to see how they do it on the TV thing. But yeah, it's good, but you know, it's another one that it's hard for most TV shows to match the book. It's the one of the few is to me, Game of Thrones, the show has been better than the books. And I know there'll be book hounds who disagree with me on that, but the reality is the books are just too long and too many characters. And they've done a good job of eliminating that in the series. And until last season, I thought it was damn near perfect.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it ends. Not that far away. I'm excited about Better Call Saul now that I'm seeing the commercials.
Oh, yes.
Which I think they have agreed to another season after this one already. Okay, that's three. We may get a record on this
and
show.
And there's
today.
What's coming out soon? Ozark season two is going to start soon. Did you watch season one yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
You should.
It's on my list.
It's very good.
But I kind of lost some stuff because, well, you know, we did the switch over and I'm going to wind up switching back because in the end, we're going to save like $25 a month. It's not worth it for me to have three different inconvenience things. Yeah. Because I have all the same channels I had before, but now it's in four places. Well, not really four, two places. I'm exaggerating. So,
my wife texted me today, and she's like, I'm going to call Sirius about our bill, and I'm going to try to, and she was like, what channels do you absolutely need? And I said, okay. I said, I need Howard. I listen to Howard every day pretty much, unless he's on vacation. I don't listen to replays. And when I don't listen to replays, the music stations I listen to are 26, 37, and 41. I said, beyond that, all I need is football, like college football and NFL. In case we're traveling on a weekend, I need to be able to listen to the games.
Yeah.
And she said, okay. And she called them and she said, our bill got lowered from $29 a month to $16 a month. And I was like, oh, well, that's good. What stations did we give up? None. They just said, oh, we'll just lower your bill to $16 a month.
I think I'm paying $16 a month for it. Well, and I have everything, but I don't have NFL Network.
I've been paying $29 a month, like a dummy. But I get every channel. Like I get I get all the baseball games.
I get all those. I don't listen to but I do listen to, like, NBA and hockey. I like to listen to the road guys.
Mm-hmm.
On the Rockets games, I like to listen to the other broadcast or, you know, but I have that. The one thing that I can't live without, I mean, I've got a few music channels. That Turbo's my favorite, but like, I can't live without the comedy channels. And I've got the Canadian ones too, which is pretty cool because I kind of keep up with what's going on up there since I'm going to retire there. But that Canada Laughs channel is hilarious. If you've never heard Russell Peters, he's an Indian guy who does not sound like he's from India. And he's just hilarious. And he tells all these stories about his Indian family. And when he does an Indian accent, it's top notch. So I highly recommend him. All right, John, what am I doing here?
Harry's tell people about your shaving routine.
Yeah, well, because, you know, the thing is, I have a great routine with shaving because I don't ever have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. And in the past, I would have razors and I would use them. And then some days I would just skip and then it'd be really hard. And they'd get all gunked up because I was too lazy to go to the store. That never happens anymore. Because with Harry's, guess what? I'm saving a bunch of money because I'm getting quality blades that are way cheaper than what I'd be paying for at the store. And on top of that, I get the convenience of having them delivered to my mailbox. And right now, you can do that too. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with code FAOUR at harrys.com. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. That's all those things for just $3. Plus, how about this? Free shipping. For $3, you get to check out Harry's if you're a new customer with code FAOUR at harrys.com. They stand behind their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. And they're also available in Walmart and Target now. So if you happen to be out and you want to just buy some and try them out, you can do them that way. But why would you? When I'm giving you a chance to get them for $3 for a limited time only, Harry's has a great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Since we met, I feel the lightness in my step. You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and I want to take a second to thank our good friends at Carbach.
Oh, yes.
As we're celebrating IPA Day, and guess what they brought us?
Hop Delusion.
The original.
OG.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. I've really...
Raheel drank three.
Yeah, I was about to say...
He was punishing him.
You ruined my setup of Raheel being with us, because I'll tell you who's not drinking Hop Delusion with us. It's Raheel Ramzanali.
Hey, guys. What's the resale on that? Can you eBay it?
No. It's just... No. You just drink it.
Is there not a resale market on craft beer?
There is, but usually it's beer that's like really limited, mm-hmm. or they sell at the brewery only. The Hop Delusion, you can get it any store.
Okay. Yeah, because I've heard you guys talk about limited ones.
The one that I brought from Saskatchewan that we shared on air, I had people offering me hundreds of dollars for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, I'm sharing that with my boys.
Yo, I want to get to that level one day.
You're at that level with shoes.
I need to get at that level.
It's the same thing. You're a shoe guy.
But I want to get on that Fred level where someone's like, I'll give you hundreds of bucks for something. I'm good. I'm just going to enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
One day. I promised I was going to share it with AJ and Eric. So
Fred's rich, Raheel.
I would have said, oh, yeah, they didn't have it, and then like, I'm reselling it.
Me and you, the money we make in radio is a joke. All right? We make radio guy money.
Yeah, which is great.
Fred makes...
I'm not reselling money.
I mean, he makes it rain.
But you know, without those kind of guys, we have nothing to aim for.
That's true.
So it's always a reminder that you might be good, you might be feeling nice, but you're not resell money nice. Yeah.
This is where I remind you that I'm married to a rich.
Oh, well, that too.
She's the one with the money. I do okay.
Hey, man. She's up for a gigolo.
Aren't you married to a rich, too?
Yeah, she's good. My wife is good. I need to get on y'all's level.
Is she a good earner is the question.
Yeah, she's a good earner. She's a good wife. She's a good mom. But more important, she's a good earner.
But also a trickster.
And a trickster.
But
she'll trick you.
You look past it.
Yeah.
Because in business, it's good to be a trickster.
Mm-hmm. If you're in business, you don't want me. You want tricksters.
You want a trickster on your team.
Yes.
You don't want to be against a trickster.
Nope.
Because you'll get tricked.
Are you up on Succession yet? On HBO?
No.
You guys need to start it.
What's it about?
It's about a Murdoch-style family, all right? And the dad is about to announce the oldest son is going to become the CEO of this multi-billion-dollar company.
Okay.
And all hell breaks loose. That's it. I don't want to ruin anything for you. The only problem is one of the main characters, Kendall.
Is it one season?
One season.
How many episodes so far?
It's 9. I think 10 is going to be this Sunday. So 9 in so far. You can catch up fast.
What's it called?
Succession on HBO.
I've seen commercials for it, but I haven't really... It didn't really capture me with the commercials, so
I think you guys would like it. It's really good.
Nudity?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cocaine?
Good violence?
Nah, not really.
I really like violence. Really. I made a deal with my wife. My wife was like, I really want to rewatch Deadwood. And I was like, okay. I really want to rewatch The Wire. Mm-hmm. I was like, and... That's what I always say, because I've rewatched The Wire probably 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I haven't in about 5 years, so it's about time.
I love it. Yeah. It's my favorite show ever. But I said, I want to, and she was like, okay, well, if we can watch Deadwood, I'll rewatch. She's never watched The Wire. She won't watch it with me. She didn't like it. Mm. It was too gritty, too grimy for her.
Oh, now it's nothing compared to what's out there.
Now I think she's okay with it. So we made that deal, but maybe I need to throw that in first.
Yeah,
already decided I'm not watching Westworld season 2.
I heard you guys talking about it and how slow it was to start. I didn't even start season 2.
Okay.
I ejected.
Then don't, yeah.
Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm good with where the storyline ended.
It's all sitting on my DVR. Yeah. It's, like, available to me. I mean, HBO's not available to me constantly anyway, but I was just like, I always record things, so I'll see them on my DVR, and I'll be like, oh, I need to watch that. But every time I see it, I'm like, God, I don't know if I can just commit to that.
No, I'll be honest. I think I have a pretty good idea on what AJ likes TV-wise. I don't think you'd like it at all. And, Raheel, you probably wouldn't either.
Yeah, I'm good.
You and I have some different differences. Like, you think Silicon Valley is the greatest show ever.
Man, it's so good.
I think it's so brilliant.
That's all right.
I mean, you know why?
That's, yeah.
But you know why it's brilliant to me? It's because after I left radio the first time, I worked in an online company, so all those characters, I worked with those guys.
Yeah, so it speaks to you.
Yeah, it speaks to me, so that's why.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think you guys will like Succession.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
I'm here because I'm here for the listener party, and I didn't want to go home.
Okay.
So I was bored, and I said, well, let me go hang out with the Blitz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you guys are just here to help me pass some boredom.
So we were just here to talk about HBO. You didn't have, like, anything you were supposed to do? Like,
no, not really.
Well, just tell people that you're on 9
You're not supposed to be pitching anything?
Now.
Yeah, I'm on 9-11. You guys can hear. I've been on 9-11, guys. People, so after the Raheel and Del show left, they're like, so are you done? I'm like, no, I still have the 9-11, guys.
Been doing 9-11 forever.
Guys, still here. Support it. And then go to Sports Map. Check out my stuff on Sports Map. I did a new video telling NFL fans, you just don't matter. You literally, NFL fans, so far, you don't matter. So all the people that are protesting, they're protesting the protest or whatever, like, oh, I'm not watching. Okay, good, don't watch. You know what doesn't matter? You.
I think that can go beyond just the NFL. I think that's all sports. Like if you really think that standing outside a stadium with a sign is going to really make an impact, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah. And mine is like financial impact because so many people started boycotting, right, when the national anthem protests were going on, and they're saying, we're going to impact the bottom line. Actually, the NFL just made a ton of money, so much that they set records in the revenue sharing.
You know why I think that is? Because I think most of the people who said, I'm not watching the NFL as long as these guys are taking knees. I'm not giving them another a minute of my time watching. They're all big fat liars. Not all. Most of them are big fat liars. And they might not post about it on the internet anymore when they watch a game. But I got to be honest. Like, I'm not giving up football. Like, there could be beheadings on the field. And yeah. I'd be like,
actually, I'd be into that.
I'd be like, no,
that'd be way more fun.
I mean, that's pretty cruel and vile, no. But I got to watch these games. I got to get that itch scratched.
No, I think that same guy is sitting there on Sunday night, watching Sunday night football with a beer. He's not watching the anthem. He's masturbating to whatever quarterback's out there. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's football, football. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to buy any jerseys, but I'm going to sit here and masturbate to Aaron Rodgers.
All right, name your masturbation quarterback. Ready? 3, 2.
Oh, hold on. I have to think about it first.
No, I don't.
Deshaun Watson. Okay, then he's not your, masturbation quarterback if you think about it.
Wait. Like,
ready? 3, 2, 1. Colt
Garoppolo.
Tom Brady.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, look at Fred. Ooh, Once you go black, you never go back.
He goes young. I like it.
Yeah, black don't correct. We know that.
Dude, he's old enough to be your son.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make...
I'll learn him. Oh, man.
That's what I'm afraid to get old. My biggest fear is when I'm too old and I can't watch the young porn. I'm like, it's old enough to be my...
Let me tell you.
I mean, how old are you now?
33.
Yeah, I mean, so you're almost there.
No, I know.
You're still got about 5 years.
Like, technically, I'm probably there because I'm 30. I'm about to be 38, which means, you know, if they're 18, they're 20 years younger than me. I'm twice the age of the young porn.
Well, they can't be more years younger than you than their actual age. That's kind of a bad thing. So you're going to have to go for 20-year-olds or 19s.
Wait, hold on. What? Do the formula again.
Okay, so he's 20 years younger than an 18-year-old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's only been on the planet 18 years, and he's 20 years older than her. So the formula's 2, so you can't do that. But you can do a 19-year-old because you're even.
Yo, this is harder than the big basketball tournament scoring.
My
at
head
the
hurts.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
I'll tell you where I knew I was old, and it was about 10 years ago when I was at a UH game. And the cheerleaders came over, and every single one of them looked like they were in middle school. And I'm like, looking at the cheerleaders.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No. I'm like, these are children. And then I realized, no, it's not that they're children. It's just that you're an old. I'm an old.
Yeah, it happens.
And so now I my kind of lowest level is probably 35, 34. Mm-hmm. It's like older than you.
The other thing I have for you, AJ, so the 2016 NBA free agency class,
mm-hmm.
it is going to go down as the worst free agency class in the history.
2016.
So you had Kevin Durant going to the Warriors. You had LeBron signing a three-year deal. Then you had Al Horford go to the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
After that, $3.7 billion worth of contracts. So that was with the spike in the...
Yeah, that was the big year. That's when everybody was... That's when Ryan Anderson got money.
That's the Ryan Anderson year.
Yeah.
After those guys, only two All-Star appearances.
Who are they?
Can you guess them? After Durant and...
Horford and James.
Andre Drummond.
Oh, sorry. Andre Drummond's the other one. So two.
So there's four of them?
No, yeah. So Kevin Durant, LeBron, take those out. Like the marquee all-time great guys out.
Okay. And so after now you've got Al Horford, Andre Drummond, who, by the way, I think is really underrated as a player. Like, I know he doesn't score a bunch of points, but that dude is like, he's a rebounding machine, and he's like a nightmare defensively. I think he's really good. I know he doesn't get the pub, but I like that guy.
He's good in the wrong era. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, he's like a throwback big kind of. Because he doesn't have range. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody wants. They want everybody to be Karl Anthony Towns or Boogie, and he's not that for sure. But neither is Capella, mind you. So I couldn't even begin to guess who the other two were.
No, those are it. Those are the only two All-Stars.
Horford and Drummond?
That's it. It's bad. It's bad.
That's a bad class.
As bad as the 2000 NBA draft. That was historically bad. 2000 NBA draft, two All-Star appearances out of the 58 players taken.
That's so horrible.
And one All-NBA selection. It's really bad. Pull up the list. I think there were a handful of guys
That's the Kenyon Martin year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
good.
It's
really bad.
Was Kenyon Martin the only All-Star?
Kenyon Martin, and there was one. I forgot the other one.
Jamal McGlure.
Jamal McGlure.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
God. It's bad.
Oh, I just pulled it up. Mike Miller never made an All-Star team, huh?
Nope.
Mike Miller.
Solid.
Quietly one of the best shooters ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd, like, he ain't bad.
He won Rookie of the Year that year? Was that him? Did he win Rookie of the Year? Mike Miller? I believe he did. And then he won a Sixth Man of the Year.
It usually says ROI next to him and stuff.
Are you
like
on
that.
Wiki or?
I'm on Wiki.
Let me see.
Oh, Michael Redd made the All-Star team, too.
He was actually a pretty good player for a short stretch there.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year, 2001.
Yeah, he was one.
And Sixth Man of the Year, and a two-time NBA champion.
Yeah. He redefined
played
his career.
Played with LeBron James.
Cool.
That's the best way to be a
LeBron
two-time
James
NBA.
LeBron James played with him.
Maybe so.
He did.
Maybe so.
Rahil, where do you come down on the Carmelo thing? Because Jong and Salman have basically convinced me it's a good idea now.
I think you should take Carmelo Anthony, even if Carmelo said, hey, Daryl, I want to play for you for free. You just hang up on the phone call.
You don't believe in him.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I don't. Everyone's
pass.
And like he's a star, and I know like everyone says, oh, if he's your fourth best guy, which that's probably what he is. He might even be your fifth best guy. I mean, if Eric Gordon is good again and Carmelo keeps the trajectory he's on, but he's a guy. The problem is when your third or fourth best guy or your fifth best guy demands the ball as much as he does. It's never a good thing.
You can be the fifth best guy, but if you still think you're the second best guy, that's where the issue is.
That's the problem.
And that's what happened at Oklahoma City. As much as he wants to say, like, oh, it wasn't the right fit, and anyone can like Russell Westbrook, although guess who led the league in assists? Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
He doesn't pass the ball. Actually, he does. Carmelo.
The same knock that's on James Harden.
Yeah.
No, they don't pass. No, they... They
top
try.
Five.
You're shooting the ball and missing.
Carmelo, what's going to happen? I'll tell you right now. I know how this is going to play out. He's going to come to the Rockets and actually look decent for the first half of the NBA season. Then what happens? Your legs get tired. You're not shooting as well. Defensively, teams are going to tighten up and they're going to pick you apart. And Carmelo's going to be on a switch every single possession. And guess what happens? Carmelo can't play defense. You know what I want to see him do? Instead of posting pictures and videos of him shooting all the time, I need to post content. I need to see content where he's doing lateral shuffles and he's guarding guys. Because that's the issue. The teams are going to pick the Rockets apart when he's on the floor.
So I'm looking at field goal attempts last year and what the pecking order was on how often you shoot. And obviously Harden was number one. He averaged over 20 per game. You care to guess field goal attempts per game? Who was second on the team? It's probably not who you think it was.
I'm thinking Eric Gordon.
It was Eric Gordon. Yeah. Chris Paul was
Chris
third.
Chris Paul's efficient. Yeah. How many did he average?
13.8. Chris Paul did.
That's good.
Fourth was Gerald Green at 10.1.
Shoot or shoot, baby.
And then you get to Trevor Ariza, fifth at 9.7. Clint Capella, sixth, 9.1 field goal attempts per game.
Most efficient out of all
those
guys.
He's your third best player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if he gets the uptake in attempts, does he still stay at the highest field goal percentage in the league? Probably not.
No.
But the reality is Carmelo is a guy who's probably going to get 13 to 14 shots per game, which means less for James, less for Eric Gordon, less for Chris Paul, and less for Clint Capella. And to me, that's not good.
That's not even factoring in guys that you think are going to be good defensively, more athletic, James Ennis.
Well, I mean, just the fact that you're like the minutes that Carmelo is going to get were probably Trevor Ariza and Luke and Bob Mute's minutes. Mm-hmm. And those were solid defensive minutes. And you're not getting solid defensive minutes anymore. And I know Chris Paul and Carmelo are boys off the court. And I think that's they're friends because they've never played together. Like Chris Paul, when he sees Carmelo and he sees poor effort, he's not going to want to be friendly. Yeah. It's going to be ugly.
And yeah, I Raheel and I are friends outside the show, but if we had to do a show together, no way.
It'd be ugly.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Can't do a show with somebody who doesn't drink.
Yeah, it'd be really ugly.
It'd be really bad.
Yeah. I'm actually like, all right, whatever, it's cool, man.
So you doing a Papa Shot tonight? Is that the deal? You're gonna beat the crap? I made you minus 350 over Joel. So.
Yeah, I'll go do it. But I think Barry and Joel are the ones.
What's
holding.
Your job?
Yeah,
what's your? We job? All got assigned a job. What's your job?
I'll tell you mine off the air because I don't want to use it on air. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh no!
Really?
Yeah, are you the bathroom attendant?
I'll say it off the air.
Raheel will be giving out mints, and he'll be pushing the soap into your hand in the bathroom when you're here.
How much are the mints? $5. What? Need a pay raise, baby.
How's the show been going?
Show's great, man. Show's a lot of fun. Working with John is a blast. It's the easiest job.
Yeah.
You know, you come in, we all have our roles. It's fun. Dell's great. It's awesome. Lance, though.
Yeah, I enjoy the I enjoy listening to you guys, and especially when Lance is there, you guys have some fun doing that. But I mean, I really enjoy all four of you guys. So
yeah, and like you said, you could still hear these guys on. You know, Charlie, he brings a different audience than probably every other show at the station. Like
one way of putting it,
our listeners probably aren't listening to Charlie. Charlie's listeners probably aren't listening to us, but. I actually really respect and appreciate the attitude you guys have had about, you know, about the adjustments. And I mean, a lot of dudes would I'd probably bitch and throw a fit, to be honest, because I'm a big fat diva. But I respect how you guys have handled it, and you're still on the air.
Yeah, man.
You're still making
That's
radio
the big thing.
And doing
Lucky.
A great job. And you know what? I think the show is better because the reality is. I've always resisted a fourth hour for this show for a lot of reasons. I just think too much. You can't always be at your best. And I mean, I also
I'm lazy.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, just the
you're a 3 hour man.
Yeah, I'm a 3 hour.
The last few weeks of listening to you guys, man. When you've been here, I mean, I know everybody's doing a lot of vacation right now, but I mean, the shows have been fantastic. So
I don't listen, but if I did, I'm pretty sure I'd like it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't get up.
I'm gonna send
early.
You a summary every single day. Here's what you missed.
Don't need to do that.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna edit the podcast down.
You know,
the AJ reel.
I do want to do a show. I do want to do a show with Raheel sometime. We haven't done one together. Since I think the 1560 days.
Yeah.
So I.
Well, Jong, you have my number.
Next time. Well,
I
next
keep
time
losing
somebody.
The invites.
You know, next time Dell or Granado's gone, let me know. I'll come in the morning.
We'll I thought you were inviting me on this show. I was all hyped up. Like, oh yeah, I would love to do the Blitz sometime.
No.
You just invited yourself on my show.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, I mean, at some point, yeah, I wouldn't mind you having you doing this one either. Duh. All right. We're going to take a quick break since we went past the music.
Now that it's been made awkward.
Yeah. No, I was inviting you to. Jeez. All right. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Mm-hmm.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. 20 minutes from party time. How about that? Speaking of party time.
Can't wait.
I should have saved it. Speaking of party time sausage from Zumo's. Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Boosh is on the line. What's up, Boosh?
Hey, sports boys.
Hey now, sports.
Hey, so I made a couple of bets last weekend in Vegas. I want to know what you think about them. One of them was I got Green Bay to win the division at plus 180, and based mostly because of how weak their schedule is and how tough the Vikings are. And then the opening day bet, I got the Chargers minus 3 against the Chiefs, but it was some weird bet. It was almost like it was teased. I had to take minus 3 or had to give up 3 points, and I got minus 120. But I kind of like both those bets. What do you guys think?
I like the thinking behind the first one. I don't really. I think
the Vikings are better than the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, what you have to hope for there is that there's some adjustment time with Cousins, and they start a little bit slow. And then you have to hope Rodgers is healthy and playing at an MVP level all year. And so for me, those are two things that I don't think are going to happen necessarily. But I like the thinking behind it. I mean, because that's sort of what you're looking for. And what was the other one? Chargers minus 3 against the Jets? Was that the other one?
I think that's what he was saying.
I like that one. So, yeah, good luck. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad bet with the Packers. I think it's actually, I love the thought process behind it. It's just not a bet I would make. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. 970 says, I listen to all the shows, love the Blitz, enjoy all the rest. Yeah, because I'm kind of more involved with things now, I try to listen to all the shows and who's doing what, mainly because if I'm listening to Raheel and he says something that's really good, I can just shoot him a text and say, hey, that ought to be your column this week or your video. Same thing with just about everybody. So I've been listening a lot. We got some good people who work here, man. We really do. And, you know, I said, Charlie's show brings a very different audience, and I think it's good to have something different in the middle of the day there. I mean, that's how we got started, was by doing something different in middays from everything else that was on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's it's got a chance to be really good. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Get a lot of good suggestions for TV shows. So a lot of people saying you should have just gone to Bill Advisor on the Sirius thing.
You know what? I still use Bill Advisor. The problem is when I gave them all my information.
Yeah, you didn't give them Sirius?
I didn't give them Sirius. I didn't think about it.
I wouldn't have thought about that either, because 29 doesn't seem like a lot of money.
Stupid. I could have saved that dough.
Is that, but they bill you like every 3 months,
every
right?
3 months. Yeah. That's why I don't think about
it. Yeah, me either. It's just like it comes out and you don't worry about it. But you know what? I think I'm paying less than 16 now that I think about it.
Well, good for you. I need to call them again and start bitching.
Yeah.
But you don't get all the channels, you said, right?
I don't get NFL.
Okay.
But I don't need it because I'm never in the car when NFL games are on.
You don't travel as much as I do.
No. You're not like no. And when I do, I'm usually flying and I'm watching the games on the plane.
On TV,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not something I need. So that's a pretty big chunk there, I think, of your cost. Is this a sports radio show or a TV show review station?
It's both.
It's whatever we feel like making it. It's, you know, I know, I kind of figured out what guys like that are about. They're those people that that everything has to be simplistic. If you think this, you're this. If you think that, you're that. If you talk about this, this is what you are. No, we're whatever we feel like being on a given day. And it can be sports, it can be TV, it can be Marvel movies, it can be little people strippers, or it can be sausage. Just whatever we feel like talking about. And right now I feel like talking about Zumo's Party Time Sausage. Because, sir, if you were to try some of this, it would change your life. Or, ma'am, it would. You'd be less grumpy because you'd be happier. Because nothing makes you happier than great sausage. And how about this? How about Boudin? They got that too. And they've been doing this since 1908. And they started in Beaumont. Everybody in the Golden Triangle knows all about Zumo's. Well, Houston's learning about them now too. They've been here for a while, and you can pick them up at HEB. You can go to Fiesta. You can go to Kroger. Any one of those places is going to have your Party Time sausage, your Zumo's Boudin. And that Party Time sausage recipe has been passed down from generation to generation since 1908. We use it on all kinds of stuff. Right, we'll use it for breakfast, frittatas. The wife put it on a pizza she made the other day. It was fantastic. You can use them as hot dogs, or you can just grill them and eat them as sausage. That works, too. Party Time sausage is fantastic. Highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, and hickory smoke for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. And I love the Boudin. I never really... Boudin was hit or miss for me. These guys are a hit. Go check them out today, and make sure you make it a Zumo's weekend. Z-U-M-M-O-S. Get the right package. Z-U-M-M-O-S. Whether it's the Boudin or whether it's the Party Time sausage, make it Zumo's.
They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick the same way these do. Wonder what my secret is. The move on you only if they know what you're weak.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. We have one fan in here, Barry Laminack.
It's almost like one of Barry's comedy shows where they're just This is how I felt when I went and watched him do Jive Bar.
Oh, yeah. John's in here
sucks.
Putting him on the camera as the one fan here. But, yeah, check out sportsmap.com, and can't wait for the party tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. Very excited. I know Barry's very excited.
Oh, yes. He's been practicing his papa shot.
Have you? Raheel has this whole little technique that's real.
I thought he would wear shoes more athletic.
God, those are tragic. What are those?
He's not. He's going to have a hard time getting hops with those. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, they're very white. There's that.
Barry's also very white. All the way.
I thought there already was a Barry White.
From knee to belly button, Barry is super white because he wears a high-waisted swimsuit. That's.
All right. You know what? Let's do these. I got to wait till John gets back in there because in here.
Wait.
He's in there doing the camera on Barry so he can show our fans. Fan. I know there's going to be fans. Right now, I don't know that any of them will be as famous as you.
There's going to be listeners.
So there's that. All right, now we'll do
Barry's comedy has fans. We don't really have fans.
I don't know. I think I might respectfully disagree with that.
Okay.
That's because you hate the people. You don't like people.
I don't like people staring at me while I'm working, no.
Well,
doesn't mean I hate
them. That's kind of what. You know, just because Barry has people staring at him while he's working doesn't mean that they're more of a fan than the people who listen to you every day.
Yeah.
And Barry is just one show, right? You go see one show, maybe every couple of weeks. You have to listen to you for 3 hours every day. That's
true.
A fan. That's commitment, man.
That's true.
That's more committed than most of my marriages.
Well, that's also true.
Maybe all of them. I don't know. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. John?
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I do not think.
Hey, how's that camera angle working out for us, John?
not so good.
It went limp.
It went limp.
Yep. Wait.
He beat me to it, damn it. Oh, well. Here's your gem of the day. This to me sounds like something out of a movie. Swedish police said they were hunting for suspects. Who broke into Strängnäs Cathedral? I
don't know what that is. You know exactly what that is.
Near the capital of Stockholm, stole two crowns, an orb, and a symbol of royal authority. So basically, they stole the royal jewels.
Okay.
And got away in a speedboat.
You're the only guy I know who likes crown enough to steal it is Barry.
But that's crown.
The royal crown.
Yeah. What about an orb? What about an orb?
I don't know about orbs. I don't know much about.
I'd love to steal an orb.
I don't know much about royal orbs, except for that prince of England. his new wife, orbs.
Well, two of them.
Yeah, double orbs.
Yeah.
If she only had one, it'd be kind of weird, but...
Jong broke it.
Oh, Jong. You know who's not going to be happy about
Brandon.
That?
Brandon's going to storm in here pissed off, and rightfully so. Maybe that one just doesn't go that way, Jong.
Michael from Get Me or Pick Me is here, and he's wearing your jacket, Fred. What's going on with that?
That is not my jacket.
That's your jacket.
No, that's...
He stole that off of a pimp who died in 1984.
74, you kidding? It ain't that recent.
Jeez. It's got a blood stain on it and everything. Yeah. You broke it, John. Just forget it.
You're going to have to tell Brandon to come fix it. He's going to be really happy.
No.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, if you stand there and hold it, it'll work. Okay. Yeah.
No, it just went off. It unplugged.
Yeah, tell Michael.
You broke it.
Tell Michael to play the outro Gym of the Day theme while he's in there. Yeah.
Jong's on the struggle bus today.
He is.
It's a tough one.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Paddock Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Hey, we were just talking about these guys because they save you money. And saving money is awesome. Bill Advisor. They can save you big dough. If you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're paying too much. You've got a great rate up front. That's called the new customer rate. And it's nice. You get some benefits. Then you get the loyal customer rate, which once you've been paying your bill for a while on time and you've been, you know, holding up your end of the deal, you get the loyal customer rate, which means you pay more. That's nonsense. You know who else thinks it's nonsense? Bill Advisor. That's why they're running the $300 challenge. If they can't save you $300, they're going to negotiate with your bill holders, and they're going to change your rates. And if they don't save you at least $300, you're going to get every penny back. Still no setup fee. The service is still $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and get to work for you. How about that? One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.